Greetings, and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to speak directly to your heart about the incredible ways He allows pain and suffering in our lives for a greater purpose. Our merciful God wants to remind you today that even amidst the darkest trials and tribulations, He is always working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life to align with His divine plan and lead you to a deeper understanding of His love, grace, and redemptive power. In this video, we'll explore 10 powerful reasons why God allows us to go through seasons of pain and suffering. Through the wisdom of His Word and the inspiring testimonies of those who have experienced the life-changing reality of God's comfort and strength in their weakest moments, you'll discover the unshakable hope, spiritual growth, and eternal perspective that await those who trust in the Lord during their most challenging times. When we embrace the truth that God's ways are higher than our ways, and that He can use even the most difficult circumstances for our ultimate good and His glory, we can find peace, purpose, and joy in the midst of our suffering, knowing that He is refining us, drawing us closer to Himself, and preparing us for the incredible plans He has for our lives. So, if you've been struggling with the weight of your pain, battling feelings of despair, or wondering why God seems silent in your suffering, this video is for you. And please, don't keep this message to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be in need of a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness and the transformative purpose behind their pain. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this encouraging message to even more people who need to hear it. Together, we can build each other's faith, declaring God's goodness and celebrating the amazing ways He is working through our suffering to bring about His perfect will in our lives. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to trust in Him, believing that your pain and suffering are not in vain, but are being used by God to shape you into the person He created you to be, and to prepare you for the glorious future He has in store for you. Remember, God is with you in your suffering, and He will never leave you or forsake you as He works all things together for your good and His glory. Number one, my friend, God allows us to go through pain and suffering to strengthen our faith and dependence on Him. Just as physical resistance makes our muscles grow stronger, the trials and tribulations we face in life can build our spiritual muscle and deepen our trust in the Lord. In the book of James, we are told to consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You see, when we encounter hardships, it is an opportunity for us to lean on God and develop a more intimate relationship with Him. It is in these moments of pain and suffering that we truly learn to rely on His strength, wisdom, and comfort. We begin to understand that we cannot face life's challenges alone, and that we need our Heavenly Father to guide us through the storms. As we navigate these difficult times, our faith is tested and refined. We may question God's plan or wonder why He would allow us to endure such pain. But it is through these trials that we grow in our understanding of His love and grace. We learn to trust in His timing and His purpose for our lives, even when we cannot see the bigger picture. Just as a bodybuilder must push their muscles to the limit to see growth and progress, we too must face resistance and challenges to develop a stronger faith. Each trial we overcome with God's help is a testament to His faithfulness and a reminder of His constant presence in our lives. So, when you find yourself in the midst of pain and suffering, remember that God is using these moments to shape you into the person He has called you to be. Embrace the opportunity to lean on Him, to seek His face, and to allow Him to work in and through you. As you do, you will find that your faith will become unshakable, and your relationship with God will grow deeper and more meaningful than ever before. Take heart, my friend, for God is with you every step of the way. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and He will use even the most difficult circumstances to strengthen your faith and draw you closer to Him. Trust in His plan, lean on His promises, and watch as He transforms your pain into purpose.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And you're suffering into a powerful testimony of His love and grace. Number two, pain and suffering are an inevitable part of the human experience. And as Christians, we may find ourselves questioning why a loving God would allow us to endure such trials. However, one of the profound reasons God permits suffering is to humble us and curb our pride. In our moments of strength and success, it's easy to become self-reliant and forget our fundamental need for God. We may begin to believe that our achievements are solely the result of our own efforts, leading us down a path of pride and self-sufficiency. Yet, when suffering enters our lives, it serves as a poignant reminder of our human frailty and the limitations of our earthly existence. It strips away the illusion of control and self-reliance, exposing our vulnerabilities and weaknesses. In these challenging times, we are confronted with the reality that we are not invincible, and our strength alone is insufficient to overcome the trials we face. It is in these moments of brokenness that we are driven to the foot of the cross, recognizing our desperate need for God's grace, comfort, and strength. As the Apostle Paul beautifully illustrates in 2 Corinthians 12, 7, 10, even he, a man of great faith and divine revelation, was given a thorn in the flesh to keep him from becoming conceited. Paul pleaded with the Lord to remove this suffering, but God's response was profound. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. This passage teaches us that our weaknesses and sufferings are not a sign of God's absence or indifference, but rather an opportunity for His power to be manifested in our lives. When we are weak, we are more receptive to God's strength. When we are humbled, we are more dependent on His grace. The very trials that threaten to break us become the means by which God reveals His all-sufficient love and power in our lives. Moreover, suffering has a way of reshaping our priorities and values. It reminds us that our earthly possessions, achievements, and status are fleeting and ultimately meaningless in the face of eternity. It redirects our focus from the temporal to the eternal, from the pursuit of worldly success to the pursuit of God's kingdom and righteousness. In the depths of our pain, we discover that true joy, peace, and contentment are found not in our circumstances, but in our relationship with Christ. We learn to echo Paul's words, "For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." So, dear brothers and sisters, when you find yourself in the midst of suffering, remember that God is using these trials to humble you, to curb your pride, and to draw you closer to Himself. Embrace the opportunity to rely on His strength, to find your sufficiency in His grace, and to allow your weaknesses to become a platform for His power to shine through. Let your suffering be a testament to the world of God's faithfulness and the unshakable hope we have in Christ. May your trials refine your faith, purify your heart, and ultimately bring glory to the One who endured the ultimate suffering on the cross for our sake. Take heart, for in due time, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Number three, God allows us to experience suffering in order to conform us to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that Jesus Himself was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. From the moment He took on human flesh, he entered into the full spectrum of human experience, including the depths of suffering. He faced rejection, betrayal, physical torment, and ultimately, the agony of the cross. Yet, through it all, Jesus remained obedient to the Father's will. As Hebrews 5:8 states, although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. This truth is both sobering and incredibly hopeful for us as followers of Christ. It reminds us that suffering is not a sign of God's absence or indifference, but rather a necessary part of our spiritual journey. Just as Jesus learned obedience through his suffering, we too are called to share in his sufferings in order to become more like him. When we encounter trials and hardships, it's an opportunity for us to lean into God's grace and allow him to shape us into the image of Christ. It's in these moments of brokenness and vulnerability that we learn to depend on God's strength rather than our own. We discover the depths of his love and faithfulness, even in the midst of our pain. And as we persevere through suffering, our character is refined, our faith is strengthened, and we become more compassionate, resilient, and Christ-like. Moreover, our suffering allows us to identify with Christ on a deeper level. We gain a greater understanding of the sacrifice he made for us and the love that compelled him to endure the cross. As we share in his sufferings, we also share in the power of his resurrection. We experience the joy and hope that comes from knowing that our present trials are temporary and that we have an eternal inheritance waiting for us in heaven. So, dear brothers and sisters, when you find yourself in the midst of suffering, take heart. Remember that God is using these trials to conform you to the image of his Son. Embrace the opportunity to share in Christ's sufferings, knowing that through them, you are being transformed into his likeness. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who endured the cross for the joy set before him. Let your suffering be a testament to the world of God's faithfulness and the hope we have in Christ. May your trials refine your character, deepen your compassion, and ultimately bring glory to the one who suffered and died for our sake. Trust that the God who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Take comfort in the words of 2 Corinthians 4:17, 18, which remind us that our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let this eternal perspective guide you as you navigate the challenges of this life, knowing that your present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in you. Number 4, God allows us to experience hardship in order to equip us to comfort others. You see, when we go through trials and tribulations, when we face adversity and suffering, we gain a deep well of empathy, wisdom, and understanding. We learn what it means to truly struggle. We experience firsthand the feelings of despair, loneliness, confusion, and pain. And as difficult as those experiences are, they shape us and change us. But here's the beautiful part. God doesn't want us to keep that hard-earned wisdom and comfort to ourselves. No. He intends for us to use it to uplift and encourage others. That's what Paul is talking about in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 when he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." God comforts us in our pain so that we can then turn around and comfort others with that same comfort. Our mess becomes our ministry. The very struggles that we thought would break us end up being the basis for us to strengthen others. Think about the people who have helped you the most in your life, the ones who gave you the most meaningful encouragement and support when you were struggling. Chances are, they were speaking from a place of deep understanding, from their own experiences of suffering and receiving God's comfort. They had gained the ability to offer true empathy and wisdom by going through hardship themselves. And that's what God wants to do in your life too. He knows that your pain has a purpose. He knows that your struggles are shaping you and equipping you. And he fully intends for you to use that hard-earned wisdom and comfort to make a difference in the lives of others, So don't lose heart in the midst of adversity, my friends. Don't be discouraged by your trials and pains. Know that God is using all of it to mold you into a compassionate, empathetic, wise person who can uplift others. He's giving you a story, a testimony, a ministry. The comfort you receive from Him in the dark times becomes the very comfort you can offer to others in their dark times. The understanding and wisdom you gain can be poured out as encouragement to others. Your mess becomes your message of hope. So take heart, have faith, and trust that God hasn't forgotten you. He sees you, He is with you, and He is shaping you for a purpose. Lean into Him, receive His comfort, and then look for opportunities to be a light to others. Let your pain become your platform to make a difference. As Paul says, we can comfort others with the same comfort we ourselves have received from God. So keep going, keep trusting, and know that your struggles are not in vain. God is equipping you to be a world changer, a light bearer, a hope giver. Embrace that calling and let God use your mess for His glory and the good of others. Stay strong in Him, my friends. Your pain has a purpose. Your story matters, and God is going to use it all for good. Number 5. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when we are going through periods of great pain and suffering, it's natural to cry out to God and ask, why? Why am I going through this? Why won't you take this cup of sorrow from me? God loves us more than we can possibly fathom. He also knows that suffering has a sacred purpose. You see, as fallen human beings living in a fallen world, it's all too easy for us to become dependent on worldly things for our happiness, security, and self-worth. We start to lean on temporary, unstable things instead of on our firm foundation, which is Christ Jesus. When life is going smoothly, we grow complacent. Our wealth makes us feel secure. Our good health makes us feel invincible. The accolades and admiration of others boosts our ego and sense of self. Relationships and loved ones become our source of fulfillment. But do you know what happens when we make these earthly things our idols? They will inevitably crumble and fail us. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:27-28 that God will shake the heavens and the earth, removing all those things that can be shaken, so that only His unshakable kingdom remains. In His loving wisdom, God allows us to experience loss, tragedy, sickness, and suffering, because He is teaching us the futility of placing our dependence on the temporary supports of this world. When our health fails, we are reminded that our bodies are frail and that this earth is not our true home. When we face financial hardship, it exposes the limitations of placing our security in material wealth. When trusted friends betray us or loved ones are taken from us, we realize how unstable human relationships can be. When our reputation is attacked and we lose the approval of man, we see how meaningless it is to chase after worldly accolades. It is in these painful moments, when everything we once leaned on has given way, that we discover our utter need for God. We see with clarity that He is the only sure foundation, the only one who is unchanging and forever trustworthy. As the psalmist cried out, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Suffering strips away our worldly support so that we may learn to rely solely on God for our hope, peace, joy, and identity. He is teaching us that He is enough. Even if we lose absolutely everything in this life, we still have all we need in Christ. So do not despair when you face trials, my friend. God is at work, lovingly drawing you closer to Himself and setting you free from the trap of worldly dependence. He is preparing you for an eternal glory that far outweighs this momentary affliction. Fix your eyes on Jesus, cling to Him as your firm foundation, and let your pain be a reminder to lay up your treasures in heaven, not on this passing earth. Great is your reward, and great is the Lord's love for you. Be encouraged and stand firm in your faith. Number 6. My friend, it's important to remember that the trials and tribulations we face in this life are not without purpose. God allows us to go through pain and suffering for many reasons, but one of the most profound is to make us long for our true home in heaven. You see, this world is not our final destination. As Christians, we are merely passing through, sojourners on a journey towards eternity with our Creator. The hardships we encounter along the way serve as reminders that this earth is not where we truly belong. Just as the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." When we face challenges, disappointments, and heartaches, it's easy to become discouraged and lose sight of the bigger picture. But these trials are actually blessings in disguise, for they breed within us a holy homesickness, a deep longing for the perfection and peace that awaits us in heaven. In the midst of our pain, we are reminded that this world is broken and fallen, tainted by sin and its consequences. We begin to yearn for a place where there is no more sorrow, no more tears, and no more suffering. We start to fix our eyes on things above, setting our hearts on the eternal rather than the temporal. This is precisely what Paul meant when he wrote in Romans 8:23, "And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies." Our spirits, having tasted the goodness of God, long to be fully united with Him in a world untouched by sin. But we have hope, for we know that our present sufferings are nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed to us. As Paul reminds us in Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Our trials are but a momentary affliction, preparing us for an eternal weight of glory. And what a glorious day that will be when we finally reach our heavenly home. As the Apostle John wrote in Revelation 21:4, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Imagine a place where all the heartaches and sorrows of this life are forever banished, replaced by unending joy and peace in the presence of our Savior. This is the hope that sustains us through the darkest of times, the assurance that one day we will be forever free from the burdens of this world. So take heart, my friend, and let your trials and tribulations be a reminder of the glorious future that awaits you. Allow them to stir within you a holy homesickness, a longing for the day when you will be welcomed into your eternal home. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, knowing that He is using even your pain and suffering to refine you and prepare you for the glorious destiny to come. Remember, our present sufferings are but a light and momentary affliction, working in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So press on, dear one, and let your heart be filled with the hope and anticipation of the glorious future that awaits you in your heavenly home. Number 7, God allows us to go through difficult seasons so that we may experience a deeper intimacy and dependence on Him. It's often in our darkest moments that we cling to God most desperately, when the world around us seems to be crumbling and we feel like we can't take another step. We find ourselves falling into the arms of our Heavenly Father, seeking His strength, comfort, and guidance. In Psalm 63:6-8, King David beautifully illustrates this concept when he writes, "When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me." David understood that it was in the quiet moments, the lonely nights, and the painful seasons that he drew closer to God. He found solace and strength in meditating on God's goodness and faithfulness, even in the midst of his struggles. When we are in pain, we often realize how much we need God. We recognize our own limitations and weakness, and we learn to rely on His strength rather than our own. We discover that God's grace is sufficient for every trial, and that His power is made perfect in our weakness, just as the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12:9. In the furnace of affliction, we experience the depths of God's love and faithfulness in ways we never could during seasons of ease and comfort. We learn that He is with us in the fire, that He will never leave us nor forsake us, and that He is working all things together for our good and His glory. As we cling to God in our pain, we develop a deeper intimacy with Him. We learn to trust Him more fully, to lean on Him more completely, and to find our joy and satisfaction in Him alone. We discover that He is the only constant in a world filled with change and uncertainty, and that He is the rock upon which we can build our lives. And as we walk through the valleys of life with God by our side, we emerge stronger, more resilient, and more deeply rooted in our faith. We have a testimony to share with others, a story of God's faithfulness and grace in the midst of our trials. So, my friend, if you find yourself in a season of pain and suffering, know that God has not abandoned you. He is with you, He loves you, and He is using your trials to draw you closer to Himself. Cling to Him, trust in His goodness, and allow your pain to be a catalyst for a deeper, more intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father. Remember, it is in the valleys that we learn to depend on God more fully, and it is in the fire that we experience the depths of His love and grace. So take heart, dear one, and know that your suffering is not in vain. God is using it to mold you into the image of His Son and to draw you into a closer walk with Him. As you navigate this difficult season, may you find comfort in the words of Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. You are not alone, and your pain has a purpose. Embrace the opportunity to experience a deeper intimacy and dependence on God, and trust that He will use even the most difficult circumstances for your good and His glory. Number 8, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you see, when we endure suffering with joy and perseverance, we become living testimonies to the sustaining power and presence of God in our lives. We shine as bright lights in a world filled with darkness, showing those around us that there is hope and purpose even in the midst of our pain. The Apostle Paul understood this truth deeply. In Philippians 1:12-14, he writes, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." Paul's suffering, his imprisonment, and his trials became a platform for the gospel. His unwavering faith and joy in the midst of adversity were a powerful witness to those around him, from the palace guard to his fellow believers. His testimony gave others the courage and boldness to speak the truth of Christ without fear. When we face trials and tribulations, we have the same opportunity to be a light in the darkness. We can show the world that our faith is not a fair-weather faith, but a deep-rooted conviction that sustains us through even the toughest of times. We can demonstrate the peace, joy, and hope that come from knowing Christ, even when our circumstances are far from peaceful or joyful. Our perseverance in suffering also speaks volumes about the character and faithfulness of the God we serve. When we trust in Him and rely on His strength, we show the world that our God is not a distant, uncaring deity, but a loving, ever-present Father who walks with us through the valleys and carries us through the storms. As the Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 3:15, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Our hope in Christ, even in the face of suffering, is a powerful testimony to those who are searching for meaning and purpose in life. So, my dear friends, when you find yourself in the midst of pain and suffering, remember that your trials are not in vain. God is using your faithfulness and perseverance to bear witness to the world around you. Your testimony has the power to draw others to Christ, to encourage fellow believers, and to bring glory to His name. Embrace the opportunity to be a living example of the sustaining grace and love of God. Let your light shine brightly, even in the darkest of times, and trust that He will use your suffering for His greater purposes. Remember, it is often through our pain that others see the power of Christ most clearly in our lives. So take heart, dear ones, and know that your suffering is not without purpose. God is using you to bear witness to the world, to bring hope to the hopeless, and to point others towards the eternal joy and peace found only in Him. May you find strength and comfort in the words of 2 Corinthians 4:17, 18, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Number 9. Dear friend, as you navigate through the trials and tribulations of life, it is important to remember that God has a greater purpose for the pain and suffering you endure. Though it may be difficult to see in the midst of your struggles, these challenging times are fertile ground for cultivating spiritual fruit that will strengthen your faith and draw you closer to our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us in Romans 5:3-5, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." These powerful words remind us that our suffering is not in vain, but rather a catalyst for growth and transformation. As you persevere through your trials, you develop a resilience and strength of character that can only be forged in the fires of adversity. You learn to lean on God's grace and trust in His plan, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. This unwavering faith is a testament to the work God is doing in your life, shaping you into the person He created you to be. Moreover, your suffering cultivates a heart of compassion and empathy for others who are also struggling. Having walked through the valley of pain and sorrow, you can extend a hand of comfort and understanding to those in need. Your experiences, though difficult, equip you to be a light in the darkness, pointing others to the hope and healing found in Christ. In Galatians 5:22-23, we are reminded of the fruit of the Spirit. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." As you surrender your suffering to God, He works in your heart to cultivate these beautiful qualities. Your pain becomes the soil in which love, joy, peace, and patience take root, growing stronger with each passing day. So take heart, dear friend, knowing that God is using your suffering for a greater purpose. He is refining you, molding you, and preparing you for the incredible plans He has in store. Trust in His loving guidance and allow the trials you face to draw you ever closer to His heart. As you do, you will witness the miraculous transformation taking place within you, as God produces a bountiful harvest of spiritual fruit that will bless you and those around you for years to come. God is with you every step of the way, offering strength, comfort, and grace to see you through. Cling to His promises, for He is faithful and true. And as you emerge from this season of pain, you will do so with a deeper faith, a more compassionate heart, and a life that testifies to the goodness and love of our Heavenly Father. Number 10. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the truth is, the reasons are often beyond our limited human understanding. God's ways are so much higher than ours, as it says in Isaiah 55:8-9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." We look at our circumstances and cry out, "God, where are you? Why are you allowing this?" But even when we can't perceive it, we must trust that He is still there, working purposefully behind the scenes in ways we can't see or comprehend. He is the master weaver, working all things together into a beautiful tapestry for our ultimate good and His glory. Even the painful threads that make no sense to us. Think of Joseph in the Old Testament, sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and thrown into prison. How could any good come from such suffering? But God was positioning Joseph to one day save nations from famine and reconcile his family. What others intended for evil, God used for tremendous good. Or consider Jesus Himself, the only perfect and innocent man to ever walk this earth. Yet He suffered immensely. He was rejected, beaten, mocked, and crucified in the most horrific way. But it was all part of God's magnificent plan to save us, to conquer sin and death forever through Christ's resurrection. His temporary suffering paved the way for our eternal salvation, and so it is with us. We may never fully understand the reasons for our pain and trials on this side of heaven, but we can cling to the unshakable promise that our God is sovereign, wise, and good. He is not some distant, capricious deity toying with our lives, but a loving Father intimately acquainted with all our sorrows. As Paul reminds us in Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." All things, not just the blessings and joys, but the suffering and heartache too. It's all being woven together for our good and His glory, even when we can't understand how. So in your pain and confusion, dear friend, don't lose heart. Cry out to your Heavenly Father. Pour out your fears and questions honestly before His throne of grace. But then trust His heart, even when you can't trace His hand. He will never leave you or forsake you. Cling to His promises and fix your eyes on the hope of eternity, when every tear will be wiped away and all will be made right. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but one day we will see face to face and understand fully, even as we are fully understood. Until then, let us walk by faith and not by sight. Let us praise Him in the valleys as well as the mountaintops. Let us trust that our light and momentary afflictions are preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Heavenly Father, I come before You with a heavy heart, burdened by the trials and sufferings I am enduring. The pain feels overwhelming at times, weighing down my spirit. In the depths of my anguish, I find myself crying out, "Why, Lord? Why must I go through so much pain and suffering?" Yet, even as I ask this question, I am reminded of Your infinite wisdom and unfailing love. Your ways are higher than my ways, and Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Though I may not understand the purpose behind my struggles, I trust in Your sovereign plan for my life. I know that You are a God of compassion and mercy. You do not delight in seeing Your children suffer. In fact, Your word tells me that You are close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. You are with me in the midst of my pain, holding me close and offering me comfort and strength. Perhaps, Lord, You are allowing me to go through this season of suffering to refine me, to mold me into the person You desire me to be. Just as gold is purified through fire, perhaps my faith is being tested and strengthened through these trials. Help me to trust in Your goodness, even when circumstances seem bleak. I am reminded that even Your Son, Jesus Christ, was not exempt from pain and suffering. He endured the cross, bearing the weight of our sins and sorrows, so that we might have eternal life. Through His suffering, He sympathizes with our weaknesses and offers us hope and healing. So I cling to that hope, Lord. I hold fast to the promise that You will never leave me nor forsake me. I believe that You are working all things together for my good, even when I cannot see it. Give me eyes of faith to look beyond my present circumstances and trust in Your faithfulness. I pray that through this time of pain and suffering, I would draw closer to You. May I seek Your face in the midst of my struggles, finding solace in Your presence. Use this trial to deepen my dependence on You and to teach me the depths of Your love and grace. And when the darkness feels overwhelming, remind me of the hope I have in Christ. Help me to fix my eyes on the eternal promise of heaven, where there will be no more pain, no more tears, and no more suffering. Give me the strength to persevere, knowing that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. I thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness and Your steadfast love. I trust that You are with me, even in the darkest of valleys. May my life bring glory to Your name as I walk through this season of pain and suffering with Your grace and strength. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we conclude this video, I want to leave you with a message of hope and comfort. Remember that even in the midst of your struggles, our loving Heavenly Father has a divine purpose for your life. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Trust that every trial and hardship you face is ultimately being used by God to shape you, refine you, and prepare you for the incredible plans He has in store. As you walk through the valleys of life, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the source of our strength and hope. He is with you every step of the way, guiding you, supporting you, and lovingly holding you in the palm of His hand. Take heart in the words of Psalm 34:18, which promises, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." In your moments of pain and despair, know that God is right there with you, offering comfort, healing, and restoration. I encourage you to spend time in prayer, pouring out your heart to God and seeking His wisdom and guidance. Trust that as you surrender your burdens to Him, He will provide you with the strength, peace, and resilience you need to persevere. Thank you for joining me in this message. May you be filled with the assurance that your Heavenly Father loves you deeply, and that He is using every circumstance in your life to draw you closer to Him and to fulfill His perfect plan for you. Remember, with God by your side, you can face any challenge that comes your way. Keep holding fast to your faith and watch as He works mightily in your life. God bless you.